Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit is putting Seattle's tech industry in the international spotlight this week. On his two-day visit to the Seattle area, President Xi will attend the U.S.-China Internet Industry Forum. That's a meeting of tech leaders taking place at the Microsoft campus. And although President Xi won't be leading the forum, all eyes will be on him. Tech journalist Todd Bishop is here to help us understand why. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Jeannie.
So what's the purpose of the meeting President Xi will be attending?
This is a chance for the delegation from China to connect directly with technology leaders. It's not just folks from Microsoft or the Seattle area. Apple CEO Tim Cook is among those expected to come up and attend this. So this is a chance for them to talk through a lot of the key issues that are facing companies doing business in China.
And I want to get to what some of those key issues are. But first and foremost, what will President Xi's role be at this meeting?
Well, it's mostly a secondary role and a symbolic one. He's not going to be leading the discussions. There is another Chinese official by the name of Liu Wei, who is known as China's internet czar, who will be leading and speaking at many of the sessions. So that really, he will be the focus of that.
What does it mean that Liu Wei, the internet czar of China, what does it mean that he'll be leading this forum?
It means that there's a chance some business, some actual change could happen here. This is not just symbolism. It's a chance for Chinese officials to essentially make some progress. And so the key issues here are China is the world's most populous nation, and all of these tech companies want to access that market. There is business to be done there in a gigantic way. But that business right now is done on China's terms. And that means, in the case of internet companies, some of them can't even operate there. Facebook, Google, they're filtered out and they can't operate there. With Microsoft, China essentially put a ban on Windows 8 sales to the government, and they're developing their own operating system. So it's this tension that exists between the giant China economy and the rules that are required to do business there.
Okay, well, you just underlined what those key issues are, but we really have three players at the table. It's not just the Chinese government and the U.S. tech industry. It's also the U.S. government that's involved here. So, I mean, how likely is it that there will be progress on these big issues you're talking about?
Well, the progress that's likely to happen on the international relations level is after Seattle, where the Chinese president will go and meet with President Obama. And they're talking about something akin to a cyber war arms treaty, where each country agrees essentially not to make the first strike during peacetime against either company's critical infrastructure. In other words, you've got the whole cyber realm becoming much like the nuclear realm used to be, where it can have almost as much devastating impact if you attack somebody's power plants or critical infrastructure. And they're essentially trying to come to an arms treaty in that regard. So that's where the key issue is going to happen, at least after he leaves Seattle.
Well, earlier we heard former Washington Governor Gary Locke and former U.S. Ambassador to China talk about how blunt discussions need to happen. Do you think any of those blunt discussions will take place at this forum?
So at this forum, they're going to have an hour, essentially, of public discussion that the media and the press are going to be able to attend. Then I think they're going to actually get down to business. That said, I actually was able to cover Hu Jintao's visit to Seattle, to the Microsoft campus. And the one thing I recall was this giant buildup. And everybody was talking about it in much the same way that we are now. And in terms of actual concrete actions, there was not much. A lot of this is about symbolism and trying to send different messages. There's all sorts of code phrases that they end up using. One thing that China was hoping to get was basically a commitment that these internet firms will keep their data inside China. And they used all these code phrases to try and to get that message across. So a lot of symbolism, maybe some action.
Fair enough. I'm talking with Todd Bishop. He's the co-founder of GeekWire. We're talking about Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit to Western Washington. He'll be attending the U.S.-China Internet Forum. I hope I'm getting that right. The U.S.-China Internet Industry Forum meeting that's happening over the next couple of days here in Washington State. And we talked about the three players that'll be at the table, the tensions between those three players, the Chinese government, the U.S. government, the U.S. tech industry. Where do they have common ground?
Yeah, I think that it is essentially in the best interest of China to give its citizens some level of access to the technology that's emanating from the United States. There is clearly a lot of benefit to be had from the countries working together and cooperating. And that really is where the common ground exists. And it's just a challenge for these firms to essentially operate in a way that's not in a free market. I mean, all these companies are born of the free market, and they're used to competing on a level playing field, and China makes that hard. And then there's the whole issue of cyber espionage and the questions of whether hackers in China operating under the direction of the Chinese government are stealing trade secrets. And I think the answer from the U.S. perspective is clearly yes. And of course, then you've got the whole Snowden revelations, which make it clear that the U.S. government is doing that for intelligence capabilities. And so it's a bit of a mess. And I think you could see some clarity coming out of that, at least behind the scenes this week.
Well, what's the response been from the other Washington on this forum that's going to happen here?
So this was a bit off script. And I think if the Obama administration had its way, this would not be taking place as a prelude to the official state visit in the other Washington later this week. It's a way for the Chinese government to say, this is how a healthy relationship with a U.S. industry can look. And that's what they're trying to prove. I think the Obama administration, in its own way, would like to be able to control exactly what happens this week. And this event and these events in Seattle are very much out of their control.
You said earlier that this visit, in a lot of ways, is symbolic. There's going to be a lot of symbolism. But ultimately, why do you think this meeting will matter to the local tech community? Will it matter?
I think it will. And it's because of the size of the Chinese market. But it's also a statement about the Seattle region's tech community and the tech industry here as a major player on the global stage. I think it's notable that this meeting and these meetings are not taking place in Silicon Valley. And Tim Cook is flying to Microsoft's campus to take part in this event. And so there's some important symbolism there. I think it firmly establishes Seattle as the second major tech market behind Silicon Valley, if not in raw statistics, then at least in symbolism and importance on the world stage. And I think that's a key thing for the folks here locally.
Todd, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Jeannie.
Todd Bishop is the co-founder of GeekWire, and we talk with him regularly about local tech news.